Sisters, the year of the snake is here, and I am here to make sure that you do not let this incredible moment on this planet, but most of all, your life, your business, and your wealth pass you by. On February 11th, 12th, and 13th at 12 p.m. Central Time, I'm hosting the global live stream event of the year called The Feminine Wealth Unlock. As thousands of ambitious women just like you from around the globe gather for the first full moon of the Lunar New Year, making this the most auspicious moment of 2025 to shed what no longer serves you, to step into your highest identity so that you can live your purpose and expand your prosperity. The Feminine Wealth Unlock is a 3-day live activation, taking you on a journey of feminine leadership, feminine wisdom, and feminine power, all designed to quantum accelerate your abundance this year. I am giving you the exact keys that I've used to scale my multi-7-figure businesses, create multi-6-figure months easily, and most of all, live in alignment with my feminine truth. This is what I want for you and for all women. And on February 11th, 12th, and 13th, I am going to help you unlock it for free. Register for the Feminine Wealth Unlock at jessicazweig.com/wealth. Link to sign up is in the show notes. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-7-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jessica, as if you didn't know that. And I am so excited to be with you guys today. This one is a good one. We're going to talk about how to not really burn out ever again. No, not that that's totally possible, but I do think that we have to really get clear on where we put our mind's eye. Thoughts create our reality. As the Palladians say, if you're new to the show, hi, we talk about aliens a lot on this podcast. I am a Palladian and have really come out of the spiritual closet in the last year writing The Light Work, my USA Today best-selling book that launched in the summer of 2024, and y'all have picked it up. So many of you are reading The Light Work. I'm so excited and grateful. I launched this podcast after rebranding my life, after selling my business. I ran a business for 7 years that I loved, but ultimately almost killed me, and decided I was going to create a platform for women like you, like me, where we can talk about all of it. We can talk about the ambition that we have to build boss businesses as female professionals and go make a lot of moves and money. We can talk about our feminine identities, and we can talk about our traumas, and we can talk about our codependencies, and we can talk about our insecurities and imposter syndrome. And we can also talk about all things woo. Like, to me, all of the above are completely integrated and necessary to be fully embodied in this human experience, to squeeze the juice out of being alive, of being fully present and awake to your human experience as a spiritual being. And if you're here listening to my show, I'm going to assume that you've decided to do something really special with that consciousness and awareness and those gifts, and that you want to be a woman in the light, and that you're here to lead a new conversation, a new mission, a new movement in whatever spaces you navigate your way through. And I am honored from the bottom of my heart that you come here each week and listen to my show and find support here and guidance. It is my greatest honor, truly, of my life. So I want to get into today's topic, but before I do, I just want to remind you that I have a beautiful brand new experience called the CEO Feminine Flow Experience, where I walk you through the five stages of unlocking your true identity and self so that you can maximize your time, operate like a true queen, and ultimately make more money. It is a video training, an hour-long video training with me, along with a whole bunch of templates and tools on how to structure your day, protect your time, and really get out of being in the weeds of your business and on your business, and do it in a feminine vibration. You're gonna love it. It's totally free. I'm gonna leave a link in the show notes for you to go pick it up, and I cannot wait to hear your thoughts and what you guys think. Please send me a DM and let me know how it's worked for you, because I know it's going to. I also want to share that if you haven't yet left a review, leave 5 stars on Apple, a couple sentences, screenshot that review over to me on DM. You have the chance to win a fresh, exclusive, limited collection, Lightworker baseball hat that is just so beautifully architected with Lightworker written in white embroidered stitching. I wear mine literally every day. And I love seeing y'all rock these hats on social, because the truth is, you guys, I give away a lot of gifts. You actually will win something if you try this. So I love seeing my beautiful soul sister community walking through the world with these Lightworker hats. It's just so much fun. So chance to win it. Leave 5 stars on Apple. It's super easy. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for leaving a review, because it does truly help the show grow. And it means so much to me personally when you do that. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so let's get into what I really want to unpack with you guys today. So when I look back on my burnout experience, it's actually crazy to think about how I was operating. Like, it's a different avatar. But that said, I was in a place where my business was exploding, you guys. Like, I was relishing and seizing the moment. Like, I was like, okay, I'm going to be on these 16 calls in 2 days because all these people want to work with us. And then, oh, I got asked to speak at this event in Miami. And then a couple of days later in New York. And then there's another one in LA. Like, I can do it all. I'll just make it work. I'll fly across the country. It's all good. Oh, my employees aren't performing and no one knows how to communicate and actually give them feedback and maybe even ultimately fire them. Like, there's no one else to do that but me. So I've got to make the time to do that. And then, oh, the client work isn't up to speed. So I've got to be sure to review that and ensure that I'm in that room when the client is there to present it, to make sure I can answer the questions that I know my team can't handle. Oh, I'm also the host of a podcast and I'm on a book tour and I'm trying to actually move my body, chew my food, spend time with my husband, get good sleep. None of those things were actually happening. I was working 100-hour work weeks, reviewing all of the legalese, the financial HR paperwork, and the executive meetings. I mean, I could go on and on. And I basically died. Like, I found myself actually unable to leave my house because the burnout and depression was so all-consuming. It had physically taken over my body. I was on a physiological, cellular level depleted. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't feel right. My emotions were everywhere. And I was so exhausted to my bones, like bone deep exhausted. And I look back on that chapter of my life and I'm like so grateful for it. I'm in many ways why I'm here today bringing this content to you. And I had a conversation the very, very beginning of the Simply Be days with a very wise friend who told me in that conversation something that I forgot as Simply Be and my agency exploded. I somehow let that sage wisdom fade to the background and just started hustling. But this friend said to me way back at the beginning that a CEO's job, a real CEO's, is to focus only on three things only. They are 1, new product development and innovation, 2, business development and revenue, and 3, culture and your people. That's it. I'm going to break them all down for you. And when I look back at that chapter, I eventually ended up getting back there because I had hired in at first some wrong people and then some right people that got me out of the weeds and have really structured my life around this brand new template that I've given to you in my CEO Feminine Flow Experience. that reminded me like, oh my God, yes, these are the three things. These are the three areas of focus, not only because they bring me the most joy and I deserve that. We all deserve to love our businesses, love how our lives feel every day when we wake up, but are of the highest value to the business. Like me trying to do everything else beyond these three things is a waste of resources and money and value to the company. And so I'm going to break these three things down for you because they're really quite simple and they're an immense amount of unlock and permission I hope you find in these three things that really take you up, not just like in your mind, but actually in your business. Because if you're the founder, if you're the CEO, as a leader, no one gets to sit in that seat but you, and you have a true responsibility and obligation to focus on these three things and only these three things. Okay, so let me start with number one, new product innovation. Really what that means is you're the visionary, right? You're the only one that can see the future, that can create the world, that can birth the ideas, that can be in that state of inspiration and spark and downloads and communication with the divine, really, and like understand what is needed next to really be future seer, a futurist, essentially, to continually keep your business relevant, to keep it fresh, to keep it exciting, to keep it competitive, to keep it valuable. That is one of the three core jobs of the visionary founder, CEO, leader. No one can do that but you. The second is business development and revenue. Now everyone in their business makes money differently. You might be a services-based business and you're the one going to like actually hunt for the clients. You might run a product-based business and you're selling things that are tangible and materials on the internet. You might be selling high ticket, low ticket, mid ticket, all sorts of offers and programs and products and services that we can sell as entrepreneurs. And if you're in a service-based business, in many ways, like it's your job to create those big relationships and to have those client acquisitions touch you for whatever it's worth. But ultimately, as the CEO and founder, no matter what you're selling, it is critical that you know exactly where you stand in your business when it comes to your money, and that you are responsible and in charge and clear and empowered and embodied and authoritative around how your business is making money, that you're touching it, that you're close to it, that you're working really, really tightly with your sales team, for example, or your accountant, for example, or you're taking a weekly meeting with yourself so that you ensure that you are fully confident in where your business stands financially. Because if your business isn't making money, it's not a business, it's a hobby. And so one of your key areas of focus as the CEO has to be on your finances, business development, and revenue creation. And the third focus is actually what I addressed a little bit last week, is your people. And I'm not saying that you need to be like the head of HR or even need to hire an HR function. You as the CEO, no matter how big or small your team is, if you have one person that works for you, if you have three, if you have 10, if you have 20, if you have 100, it all starts with you creating a place to work that people want to come to every day. I really believe in the trickle down, or some people call it like the head of a rotted fish. Like if you are not kind, if you aren't empowering, if you aren't crystal clear with your expectations, if you don't know how to give feedback effectively, if you don't set a safe space inside of your organization for people to thrive, your business isn't going to scale at the rate that it should, period. And only you get to set that tone. Nobody else can. So focusing on product innovation, money, and people. I don't know about you, but to me, that sounds really light. That feels extremely aligned. And that feels most of all really smart and strategic, versus trying to put your hand in all of the pots and spin all of the plates and get down into the weeds, to really structure your time in a way that allows you to make a mess on a vision board once a month, a couple times a quarter, and just dream I usually do that with a microdose mushroom and some incense burning and some beautiful music playing and just channel what comes through. And what comes through typically ends up being a product a couple months later. In fact, that's exactly what I did for the Feminine Frequency Business School. And it was a more than $500,000 launch. And my team couldn't have done that with me unless I had prioritized that time to be the visionary, take the time to dream and draw and future trip in the most beautiful way of what was possible and channel. Spend time every single week or every other week with your CFO, a fractional, maybe you have a full-time, an accountant, a bookkeeper. If you don't have those things, then just set some time with you and you and your spreadsheets. Get ahead of your money, get a handle on your money, understand how much money your business is making every single week and how much money it's spending every single week, and therefore how much the business needs in order to continue to not just grow, but to truly profit. And when it comes to your people and building a culture, a lot of companies will do an offsite, take their team to a baseball game, an improv class. Great, but no, that's not it. It helps. I'm not saying that there's no value in those things. However, what's really it is showing up every single day inside of your business like a queen, a kind queen, a queen who sets a culture that your people respect and a vision that they can get behind. And when they understand the value in their own work because you make them feel valued, they will work their asses off for you. And there is such a beautiful commitment that you share as a team from that vibration that only you can create. And it's my favorite part, frankly, of being an entrepreneur is leading a team that gets to bring together the vision, bring it to life, and to prosper from as one team. Because when I grow, they grow, and they know that. So take a look at how you're spending your time. Are you like Jessica circa 2021, 22, who is like literally dying? Maybe you're somewhere in between. But hopefully today has given you radical, radical permission to streamline your time, your focus, and sit in the seat that you were really born to be sitting in. If you're here listening to the show, anointed by the divine with your gorgeous gifts, and this world needs you full, and therefore this world needs you focused. Have a beautiful rest of your week, my friends, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.